Welcome to the Space Show, Kerry.
Oh, nice to be here again, Andrew.
When I last went round the Powerhouse Museum, one of the things that strikes you, of course, is these large satellites and things you've got there. You've got the space shuttle and looking into the future, the space station. But after you finish looking at those things, your attention sort of turns to some of the smaller things you have there. For example, I noticed you've got a very early rocket there. What's that, Kerry?
Well, we actually have two very early rockets. One is one of the only two absolutely accurate replicas of Goddard's original 1926 rocket, liquid-fueled rocket, and the other is an original rocket motor from Goddard's 1928 hoop-skirt rocket flight. The replica of the 1926 rocket has quite an interesting little story attached to it, in that all the replicas around the world for years were made based on one photograph that was taken of Goddard's rocket. And it was only in 1986, when the London Science Museum wanted to build a flying replica of this rocket to celebrate the 60th anniversary of that first liquid fuel flight, that they found that the rocket could not be launched from the launch stand if it was made in the way that it was shown in that photograph. So they went back and did an enormous amount of research in Goddard's original papers and so on, and actually found that the rocket should have been placed differently on the launch stand. And from that, they were able to successfully launch a liquid fuel replica. And they provided us with their plans for building the Goddard replica. So our rocket and theirs are the only two accurate Goddard rocket replicas in the entire world. Even the Smithsonian Institution's National Air and Space Museum got it wrong.
So if you're looking at the old history books, watch out for that photograph. It's wrong.
It's wrong. It's a very famous photo. But in fact, apparently Goddard made it as a... it was literally a PR shot that was made about 3 days before the flight. And he was being pestered by a reporter, I gather, to make this photograph. So he simply threw the rocket onto the launch stand and just sat it there for the shot. And apparently, of course, it was in an incorrect attitude to actually the way it would actually be launched.
And the significance of this rocket is?
The significance of that one is that it was the first liquid fuel rocket ever to be successfully flown. And of course, as you know, the development of liquid fuel rockets had to be proven before you could make rockets powerful enough to break free of the Earth's gravity and get into space.
Of course, we'd had skyrocket type, Guy Fawkes type skyrockets for years, and hadn't we before that?
Well, that's right, but of course they're solid fuel, or, you know, a gunpowder type based fuel, and particularly in the early part of this century, before they developed the advanced solid fuels, gunpowder type solids simply could not give you enough thrust or enough power to get in any significant distance into space. You really needed the power of liquid fuels to do that. And so the significance of Goddard's rocket was that it proved you could develop a successful liquid fuel rocket. And I was just going to say, the other rocket that we have, which is also a Goddard one, is the actual engine from his 1928 hoop-skirt rocket, which was one of Goddard's more unusual experiments in trying to develop low-cost, well-stabilised flight. And this rocket actually looks like what it's described, a hoop skirt from an old-fashioned dress, where you had the engine at the top and the fuel tanks located on three equidistant poles or columns, if you like, that were held together by a round skirt, a round hoop at the bottom. And that was the way that this thing flew. In fact, I think one of the interesting things is how we actually got this piece for display in the museum, because, of course, you wouldn't expect to find something of Goddard's work in Australia. And when I was in the United States in 1986, looking at various space museums, I made a point of going to the Roswell Museum in Roswell, New Mexico. And Roswell is, you know, a place like 1,000 miles from nowhere in the middle of the New Mexico desert. Wonderful little town. And Goddard had done all his original work after 1930 on a farm just outside Roswell. After he died, he was a wonderful collector and documenter of all his work. And after he died, his widow donated his material to the town if they would build a museum to house it. So they did, and there's this wonderful little museum, you know, about the real origins of rocketry in the United States. in the middle of nowhere in New Mexico. And it's very rare, unfortunately, very rarely visited by people from the main, you know, the big cities, or, you know, space enthusiasts and that don't know this place exists and very rarely go there. And literally, when I made a trek all the way from Australia and went to see them, I think they were so flattered that they just bent over backwards to be helpful. And so when I approached them about borrowing some material for the museum here in Australia, they couldn't have been more helpful. So as a consequence, we have the only item of genuine Goddard memorabilia on display outside the United States.
Thank you very much, Kerry, for joining us tonight on The Space Show.
Thank you.